feel very heartened by the response that we've been getting as we've been going to different film festivals around the country. And even we did one film festival in Rome, Italy. And the story is resonating with people who share that experience that's specifically inspired by my brother's family's experience. It's meaningful to me, and the only reviews that really matter to me are in those theater lobbies after the screening when moms or even a dad came up to me and was like, this is what we go through. This is, you know, our life. And thank you. I don't feel invisible. I feel seen. I feel known. I feel like you get it. And there's, you know, that's one reason we make art is for catharsis. So those are the people, like my brother's family, that I'm really excited to see this movie. But also, weren't trying to make a movie about autism. I mean, that's just the context. But really, we're trying to make a story about this, you know, scrappy street kid who tries to exploit a situation for her own ends, and because she's just accustomed to sort of a self-focused way of survival, and she hasn't had an experience with family, and then she gets in a situation, and she finds herself capable of accomplishing more than she even thought, and she's transformed by seeing this family work, despite, you know, the challenges that are in their lives. I think it's so important to say also that there's so much love in the family. Though this severe brand of autism presents its challenges, there's so much cherishing and so much love, you know, sort of enduring that.